Yeah, you know, I was really excited to, you know, finally, you know, watch some film on an opponent, you know, get some tendencies down, and you know, really game plan as much as you do in the preseason, you know, and you know, go out there with that kind of mindset, you know. So it was nice to do that this week, and to go out and score some points was nice. You know, it was good to move the ball and, you know, show what we've been working on, you know, just a little bit. But we're going to play them here in a few weeks, so you can't show too much, you know. So we kept it pretty base. But you know, it was good to go out there and get some points and just execute. It was nice. Yeah, you know, we all know what Tay can do. Obviously, I mean, he earned himself a, you know, any running back that makes it to the Pro Bowl, I don't care how you get there, you earned your way, you know, especially playing against these defenses. And so we know what we have in him. So it was cool to see, you know, what we could get out of the two young guys. You know, and they, I thought that they ran really hard. You know, I thought that they, the game wasn't too fast for them. I didn't think that, you know, they were nervous or anxious or anything like that. I thought that they just, you know, were out there playing football, and that's great to see. And then, you know, that only helps our offense and, you know, gives us a, you know, a change of pace kind of guy. And, you know, we got two of them, you know, so that's kind of nice.
Derek, the last drive and a half, obviously, didn't end the way you wanted it.
Yeah.
Was you coming back for the third quarter scripted, or was there some lobbying saying, hey, let me get back
out there? Oh, no, we knew what we were going to do. Like, we knew I was going to go back out there, but if there had to be any lobbying, I would have done it, you know. You know, to miss like an inch away, my goodness, gosh dang. Honestly, that'll keep me up tonight, you know, and it drives me nuts, but that's just who I am, man. But to go earlier back in the week, and as we were practicing all that, they let us know, you know, what their plan was and all those things. Not at all. No, not at all. You know, I had a great camp. You know, Coach Downing and Coach Musgrave have you know, been pushing me really hard and showing me things I could do better. And, you know, just turning on the tape from last year's camp to this year's camp, it was way better. And so, you know, when it comes to the preseason, I don't put too much into it. I remember throwing three touchdowns against the Seahawks my rookie year, and then playing the Seahawks and throwing two picks, you know. So it holds a little bit of weight, but, you know, to me, it's not a big deal. Man, you know, I'm not kidding you, man. I think that the sorest you get is like playing for like the amount of time that we did, and then standing, you know, for the next however long. You know, that's the hard part. You know, you're so conditioned to just keep going, and you feel good, and you want to keep playing, and then they stop. You know, hey, you're out. It's like, you know, man, you know, I'm good. I can play the whole game if you want, you know. You know, but I can't wait. You know, I really can't wait for that opener at New Orleans. I'm really looking forward to it. You know, especially being able to see DA again. You know, that'll be cool. But, you know, he gave me my first shot, so it'll be good to see him. But I don't think he'll be rooting for me too much on that day. Yeah, we definitely did some things that we liked. You know, and the nice thing is, like, the mistakes aren't like, dang, like, how do we fix that? You know, is it going to be something that it's going to take a lot of time? You know, we're going to have to maybe find a different way to do something. You know, that's not the case. You know, the mistakes are me missing a couple throws by that much. You know, the mistake is maybe miss a block by that much or a route by that much. You know, that's good, you know, especially this time of year. So we definitely have worked really hard. You know, like, a perfect example is Amari in the back of the end zone. He's worked really hard at, you know, knowing where the out of bounds is and doing those things. And you see him, you know, he knows exactly where he's at. He catches it, puts the two down, and you see him deliberately trying to do it. And it's like, you know, he's taking, you know, the coaching that Coach Moore has given him and what he sees on film, and he's putting it to use. So that when you see stuff like that, it's like, man, guys are really taking, you know, hold of what they need to do better. And I mean, that was a perfect example. So the signs are looking good, but, you know, obviously, when the real ones count, we'll see. Yeah. 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 No, I felt that they did a great job. And talking about a little bit earlier, is like the game wasn't too fast for them. They weren't anxious. They weren't nervous. They just came in and ran hard. You know, I remember turning around and handing the ball to to Jalen, and I turned around, handed it to him, and like he was gone. I was like, that dude hit the hole so hard, you know. And for I'm used to Latavius doing that, but usually with a younger guy, they kind of dance and they want to see it and things like that. And no, he just put his head in there, didn't even care, and that's really good. Yeah, it was that was a great block, you know, to give Dre, an alley to go. But I was able to see. I try, especially with those young guys, man. I usually when I hand the ball off to Tay, I'll do my boot and let him take care of the rest, But with those young guys, I want to see how they do, so I'd hand it off and turn around real quick to try and watch, and I'll probably get knocked on that when they grade the film. But to be able to see him hit that hole, and there was no hesitation. He just hit it, and. That shows that he's trusting in what Bernie, coach is telling him, and he's trusting in that, and he's just hitting it, and he's just playing. So to see that in two young running backs that haven't played defenses that fast, they haven't seen physicality like that, for them to just get the ball and just go, that's a great sign. Reps. Yeah, rep after rep. Ever since I was a little kid, my dad would stand at 38 yards. As I got older, 40 yards, 42 yards, 45 yards. And he wouldn't, he wouldn't let me leave until I threw three perfect ones, And so, I'd sit there sometimes, hit two in a row, and then miss one, do it again, and it wasn't in a bad way. He was just, that's my mindset too. I wanted to make them perfect. And it just rep after rep, I get on Crab all the time because in one-on-ones, all he wants to do is run go routes. And I said, Crab, we're going to have to throw something else someday. And he just laughs. But, you see the hard work paying off, We didn't hit, in the one-on-one drills, we didn't hit as many as we liked. But at the end, we started to hit them. And then we hit one today, and it's like, there we go, man. It's good to see. But hitting those is just reps, seeing how guys like them caught, seeing where they like the ball. A guy like Andre, I might throw a little different than I would to Coop. Coop, I'll throw it different to Crab than Coop. It's just, there's different ways that guys like it and how they want to, play off the defender, and you just got to learn those things.